People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, all right, all right. It is Tuesday, October the 22nd. Welcome to Teammates Timeout with Demo and Ash. For those of you that are stuck in traffic right now, no hurry. You know, this is a nice timeout to continue to learn about this incredible program called Teammates Mentoring. My name is Demo and Adams. We have Ash and Hunter in the house. Also, we have a very special guest who I will be introducing here in a little bit. But just a recap, because we have been building up to today. Mm-hmm. You know, last week we talked about teammates and teamwork, because we know that teamwork makes the dream work. Appreciate Jay Foreman and Sadie Kuhn, former athletes, to help us understand what it means to be a teammate, because that is what we are asking mentors to do. But the week prior, we set the stage with our vision, which is around hope, and that hope causes the ripple effect in so many communities. We're serving 200 plus communities. We're serving 9,600 students today, and we have served over 49,000 students by inspiring them to reach their full potential through mentoring. And so I want to go back to this word hope, because there's this science component in it about it. And our special guest, she's going to help us to tie it with our core value of strengths-based. Now, Ash.
Yes.
Before we get to our special guest, it's been 2 months. I know I keep calm down, but, you know, that's just, again, appreciate you for being a teammate.
Yes.
With teammates. When you came to this organization and you saw the core value, strengths-based, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when you learned that there is a science behind it.
Oh, my gosh.
Why don't you tell the listeners kind of that experience so far?
It's been incredible. And I'm so excited about our guest today, who is one of our teammates on staff at the national office. But I am like so ingrained in this because it has a psychology base. And I always said, if I didn't go into business, I was totally going to be a sports psychologist. So I find strengths like extremely fascinating. Especially because, I know what my top five are, but to see those top five and be like, oh yeah, that is totally like who I am and how it embodies you. And essentially, and you'll tell people who have taken the strengths test before and, you know, what are your top five? And they're like, oh my gosh, like that's you to a T. And it's just constantly learning, like, how can I be a better teammate, not only to the staff, but how can I be a good coach and a good manager to my own marketing team as well? And how can I capitalize on their strengths, which aren't my strengths? And yes, we may have some that overlap, but again, how a specific strength fits me is not exactly the same way that it's going to fit somebody else on the team as well. So it's like, I feel like there's so much to learn, and it's been a great experience so far. And I'm so excited to keep continuing to learn about my top five. I heard by the end of this, I get my whole full 34. So I'm very excited to see what the rest of those are going to look like. But in these first, geez, like we said, 2 months, which is hard to believe, just how focused as a team, how important those being strengths-based, how important it is to us. And we are the team that we are, and we are successful the way we are because we are strengths-based.
Now, for the listeners out there that know what we're talking about, mm-hmm. and they're going to get to know what we're talking about, right. You know, the Gallup side behind all of this. What are your top five strengths?
Okay. I think I've got them memorized now. It's taking me a while. Discipline, achiever, responsibility, focus, and consistency. So they all fall in the executor. All five.
Okay.
Yes.
And my top five are futuristic, significance, individualization, relator, and strategic. And now to our special guest, we have Ms. Tori Pedersen, our training and engagement coordinator, who is here with us. Tell us your top five strengths and tell the listeners what you do for teammates.
Hello. Excited to be here. My top five strengths are input, belief, positivity, empathy, and connectedness. So I am very curious. I am very purpose-driven, and I am very relational. Building relationships is something that's really important to me, and it's a lot of what I get to do in my role at Teammates. And so as training and engagement coordinator, part of what I do is I work with our chapters to provide matches the opportunity to take the Clifton Strengths Assessment. And so that means having the mentors go through training, being able to provide resources to the mentors to then use with their mentees, giving the mentees a chance to take the assessment to learn about their strengths. And then I also get to work with our staff to learn what their strengths are, working with managers, working with teams, individuals on how do their strengths show up, how do they use that to perform at their best every day and to be better teammates to each other, to collaborate more productively. And then I also do a little bit of our recruiting of mentors and then training those mentors that do sign up.
Yes. And, you know, you are also a part of providing new mentors with training.
Yep.
And I know we're going to get to the assessment here in a little bit. There is a component of helping our mentors understand what a mentor is and what a mentor is not. And one of those components is to be strengths-based. Can you tell the listeners how we train our mentors to go about mentoring all students?
Absolutely. The biggest piece of what it means to be a strengths-based mentor is being able to focus on what is it that your mentee does really well. And so our mission as an organization is helping students to reach their full potential. And so part of what that means is figuring out what is it that makes them unique? What is it that makes them thrive? And so what we do is we train our mentors to look for those things that their mentee shines at. And sometimes that's something that the mentee does really well. Sometimes it's something that might look like a flaw. Maybe you've got a mentee that's really competitive and they want to do whatever it takes to win at a game. And that's a chance for you to help that mentee realize, okay, how do we use this talent in a productive way? How can you use this to get on the varsity soccer team? How can you use this to get a better grade in your math class? Use that competitive nature in a way that's going to help you. And so it's really teaching our mentors to have that keen eye for these moments of greatness and moments of talent where they can then help our mentees figure out, first of all, what is this? What does it mean that I have this talent? But then how do they then use that in a way that's going to help them realize their goals, reach that full potential?
For those of you that are listening, that is what becoming a mentor is about. There's a process. We train you. We equip you with the tools and the resources. And one of the resources is simply giving you the right mentality about how we serve all students and to see the good, not the bad, what's right about them, not what's wrong. You know, Tori, a couple of weeks ago, you know, we introduced everyone to our vision. And with that vision, that one word, hope. And there is a science behind hope. I set the stage for you today. Strategic. I was using my number five strategic for today. Help everyone to understand the root of the word hope when it comes to Gallup.
Yeah. Well, Gallup talks about hope as really being this understanding that tomorrow has the potential to be better than today is. So whatever that means for you, whatever environment that you're in, it's being able to recognize that whatever situation you're in, there's the possibility for things to improve and to get better. And so the reason that we focus so much on strengths at Teammates is because what Gallup has found through a lot of their research is that students who focus, and really anybody who focuses on the things that they do naturally well, it leads to a higher level of engagement. It leads to higher sense of well-being, that academic success. And so that's really what we're trying to help our students lean into, is if they can recognize what they're good at, they're going to be more hopeful because there are things that they know that they do well. I mean, that naturally creates that sense of hope, right? When you wake up in the morning and know, I'm phenomenal at whatever this thing is. And then you're getting the chance to practice that. And, you know, you're excited when you get to do the things that you do well and when you get to really shine and put yourself on a platform where you do great things. And so the more that we can help students recognize what those great things are and then create opportunities for them to use that, it's naturally going to help them to shine and excel.
Demo, talk about how the Teammates Mentoring Program got into being, how StrengthsBase came to be through Coach and his relationship with John Clifton.
You know, interesting. Coach Osborne was in graduate school with the founder of Gallup, Don Clifton.
Don, I'm sorry.
Yep. So, of course, Dr. Don Clifton, Dr. Tom Osborne. And, you know, at the time, there's so many theories out there about psychology and what Don Clifton was doing. You know, people, someone rolled their eyes at it, but Coach found it fascinating to where he took it to his team. He helped all the other coaches to help focus the players on what they do right, not what they do wrong, their strengths instead of their weaknesses, what they can do versus what they can't do. And I would say having that positive psychology, I would say that was the birth of really helping all players, regardless of where they came from, two-star, three-star, players that came from Nebraska, players that came from Palma of Arkansas. I didn't have promise, but I had potential. And because I had coaches to help me to focus on my strengths instead of my weaknesses, that helped me tremendously on the field. What Teammates Mentoring is doing off the field, same concept, except we're training our mentors to do that for students. Mm-hmm. So what Coach Osborne, what brought success to those Cornhuskers is bringing success to Teammates Mentoring.
And we always talk about this on every show, but I think it's extremely important to highlight, especially our greatest need is mentors. And there's a specific age group that is in greater need than more than all of the other age levels that we serve for mentors. What grade levels, plural, are those?
You know, we have so many students that have said they want a mentor. They see their friends at lunch. They say, I want one of those people, particularly our elementary students. Third mm-hmm. through fifth grade right now is our greatest need. And it's our greatest need because the younger we can match mentors with students, that relationship gets built, the level of trust through middle school, through high school, because we are asking for that commitment. Mm-hmm. But also that need is high because a lot of our students, they're yearning for that face-to-face connection because 3 years ago, they didn't get that face-to-face connection when right. they were at home learning how to do school at home. Mm-hmm. So there's a gap when it comes to reading literacy. There's a gap when it comes to emotional intelligence. There's a gap when it comes to that face-to-face connection. And these young kids, they're yearning for that additional caring adult. So third through fifth graders, we definitely have a need. And these students don't need a mentor. They want a mentor. But we don't have enough mentors.
Right. So what do we say? Go to teammates.org. Two buttons.
Yes. Now, Tori, when you hear this need and you do a lot of recruitments, talk about how you go about helping those individuals in the room to sign up, join a team, be a mentor, go to teammates.org today. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah. Well, to use strengths language, my top five strengths, input, belief, positivity, empathy, and connectedness, my empathy really shows up, right? And so I'm trying to get a sense of where are people at? Are they excited? Are they nervous? Are they hesitant? What are those things that are keeping them from being able to make that jump? And then I want to address those questions that they have. And so things that I hear a lot from people that are curious about teammates, but hesitant to follow through and sign up to be a mentor, is a lot of them fear that it's going to take away time from their own kids. That one's an easy one to address because we're a school-based program. And so all mentoring time happens during the school day. So you are not taking time away from your own kids. And I think that's one of the greatest things about teammates is it gives you a chance to invest in somebody else without taking away time from your own family. And so whether that's going over your lunch hour, whether that's going in on your way into work or on your way home from work, as long as it's during that school day, that's when you get to meet with your mentee. Another thing that I hear a lot from mentors is they just don't know what they have to offer a student. They think they're too old. They think that they don't have a cool and shiny enough job, or they haven't traveled the world or have all these great experiences to share with a student. And I always like to tell them the story of a mentor we have. His name is Tom, and he was matched with a high school sophomore boy. And he sat down across from his mentee for the first time, and he said, "Tell me what you want from this mentoring relationship." And that 15-year-old boy looked him in the eye and he said, "I just want somebody who's going to listen to me." And so our mentors don't need to have these life-changing, super inspiring stories to be able to share with our mentees. They just want somebody who's going to sit down and listen to them. My mentee sits down across from me each week. I ask her what's been going on and I barely get a word in edgewise for the rest of the time we're together. And I love it. And she loves it. And it's just a chance for her to take the weight off of the day and talk about, sometimes we talk about school and what she's doing, what her projects are and ways that I can support her. Last week, we just talked about skincare. And so, you know, you're not having to come in with this plan of what you're going to do to shape this student. You just get to show up and be a friend to them. And I think that's the biggest thing that helps take weight off of people's shoulders is there's no kind of pre-work or pre-planning that you're doing to shape the student's life. You're just showing up and listening and having fun with them. And all the benefits of mentoring come as a result of that. It's not because you've planned out any kind of curriculum or shown up with this great idea of this craft that you're going to do. If you've got those skills, great, but you don't have to have them to make a difference.
So for those that are listening, and we're going to get more into the assessment, you know, after break. When we talk about being a strengths-based organization and we train our mentors to be strengths-based, for those that are listening and did a great job of, you know, bringing up those questions that come up, you know, when we do recruitments, talk about how you help mentors, potential mentors, new mentors, or for those that are listening, how do you help them to recognize their own strengths?
That's a great question. So we start off with it. It's one of the first questions that we ask when we get to know you. First of all, in the application, it asks for things like your interests and your hobbies, what draws you to being a mentor. Those are things that are not explicitly asking you for your strengths, but they give us some clues into what your strengths are. But when you show up to new mentor training, the first question that we ask you is, what's your name and what are three things that are uniquely great about you? Mm. And we get all kinds of different answers. You know, some people say, well, I really love to read, or I really love to garden. Some people say I'm a great listener. I have great jokes to tell. But that gives us insight into what makes that mentor who they are. And then something else that we ask in the training, we get a little bit more specific about strengths and how we value and believe in being strengths-based mentors. And so anytime that I'm training a group of mentors, I talk about the importance of helping mentees recognize their strengths. But then I turn around and say, take some time, write some things down that you believe make you a great mentor. What are your strengths that you are bringing to the table? And then I give everybody a chance to share. But what I point out at the end is that every single person in the room, whether it was a training with 12 people or two people, all of them had different answers. And so there's not one model of what makes a great mentor. Some people are going to be great at having those craft ideas and they come up with the most creative projects. That is not me as a mentor. I am somebody, I like to ask questions and ask really thought-provoking questions to get my mentee to reflect. Other mentors show up and they always know when to lighten the mood with a joke. Other mentors are great at connecting the mentee to different resources. And so it just gives those mentors a chance for them to reflect on what they bring to the table. And then we do some what would you do situations. How would you respond if your mentee came to you and said this? or in this situation, how would you help support them? And I point out again, all of you had different answers, but all of them were right. And all of them were supportive and helpful and show that you care. And so really driving that point home of you're all going to bring something different to the table, but every single one of you are going to be able to make a difference because of that.
Ooh.
Hey, we're just getting started. You know, this is our first special guest to be on all three segments. Why? Because she brings the fire, and we're going to keep that fire going. For those of you that are listening, even if you're getting home, you can also join us on Facebook Live. Again, Teammates Time Out with Demo and Ash. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in five.
Welcome back to Teammates Time Out on 93.7 The Ticket with Demo and Ash. We are joined by Tori Pedersen, Teammates Training and Engagement Coordinator. We had such a great conversation. You're just dropping the knowledge over here during segment one, and we want to keep that rolling with the rest of the show. So, Tori, the next question that we have for you, why is hope important, especially for our young people?
You know, I think it's important because hope is something that builds resiliency, right? And so being able to help young people recognize that they're going to face challenges, whether that's at school, whether that's in life, you know, every student, regardless of their background, regardless of how their grades are or what kinds of things they're involved in, at some point or another, they're going to face some sort of challenge or setback. And having hope that tomorrow has the potential to be better than today is what's going to set them up to know that if they put in the work, they can get there. And so, I mean, imagine living in a world without hope. Mm. Anything that you get hit with is going to knock you down, and why get back up? And so for our students to recognize that they have the potential to make a change in their own life, overcome whatever it is that they're facing, that's what's going to set them up to keep going when things get hard.
And what do those students need?
Really, it just goes back to needing someone to listen to them, but needing someone to point out to them those things they do well. You know, for so many of us, our strengths are so ingrained in who we are that we don't recognize that they're there. And so, you know, if we have students that are really creative, they may not know that. Or if we have students that are great problem solvers or really empathetic or great at building relationships with people, you know, when that's so ingrained in who you are, you walk through life thinking that everybody can do that. And it's not until you encounter.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Somebody who can't do that, or until somebody tells you that that's a really special talent and trait to have, that you realize, hey, this is something, and this is something that I can use. And so what we're doing by providing mentors to these students is giving them somebody who week in and week out is telling them, I see you, I hear you, I value you for these reasons. This is the potential you have to make an impact on the world, not in 10 years, but today. And so that's one of the things that I love training mentors on is how do you help students see the potential they have to make a difference today? Because students oftentimes are given messages that they have to wait until they're an adult to conquer their dreams and go out and see the world and do all of these great things. But if they can make a difference with a classmate, if they can make a difference in an extracurricular, if they can make a difference in something they're involved in just in their community, that sets them up to realize that they can do this on any scale, whether it's with one person or whether it's with 100 people. I mean, there's so much you see on social media of students going out and making global change. And so if we can help our students recognize from a young age the things that they do naturally well, how soon can they start to realize their dreams?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just that mission keeps coming to my head as you were talking, to inspire students to reach their full potential through mentoring. Not only are our mentors inspiring students, but they're being inspired. Mm-hmm. Talk about that somewhat feeling that mentors really don't have a clue that they too are benefiting from being a part of teammates.
You know, our mentors often tell us that they feel like they get more out of this program than the student ever does, which is saying something because our data has shown students' grades improve, their attendance improves, their sense of hope and well-being improves. And so for all of that to make a change for the student and our mentors feel like they're the ones who are getting something out of the program, 86% of our mentors report feeling more hopeful.
Wow. 86%. Because
they are a part of the program. And beyond that, 84% report that when they leave mentoring time and they go back home or they go back to work, they're more engaged in what they're doing. And so you could be having your normal Tuesday and you're falling asleep at your desk and it's kind of hard to get motivated, and you get to go spend 30 minutes with a young person and tell them how great they are and hear about how their week's going and have fun conversation and play a game, and you go back to work and actually feel like you can achieve something and accomplish something, that makes a huge difference, not just for the student, but for the mentor as well. I mean, the number of times that I leave mentoring and I go back to work and I'm like, okay, I can get through the day and I'm going to do something that I'm going to be proud of because of it. I'm not just going to slump through the day. I get to actually be engaged in what I'm doing and be excited to get back to the work that I'm doing.
That's interesting. And kind of going back to that science. So feeling more hopeful leads to feeling more engaged when I go back to work, when I go home, and increases my sense of well-being. It makes me happier. It makes me in a better mood. You know, as a staff, you know, I always like to joke, we're walkie talkies, right? Like we walk what we talk. Like the three of us are mentors. And all of our core values starts from the top. It starts with me. It starts with our incredible staff. And you play a role in helping our staff to be strengths-based as we serve our 190-plus chapters, our 200-plus communities, our 9,600 mentors, 9,600 mentees. Talk about your role when it comes to helping us as staff be strengths-based, because it starts at the top, all the way down to serve our most important constituent, and that's our students.
Yeah. So what I do with our staff is I do a lot of work around Clifton Strengths, because all of our staff members know their top five, and a lot of them know their full 34. And then I also do a lot of work around engagement. And so what is it that managers can do to set their teams up to feel engaged, to know their strengths, and then to use them? And so it's great to say, yeah, I know my top five, but if I don't know how to use that to perform at a high level and get the work done and do it well, then it's not really serving me. And so a lot of what my role is talking to staff, talking to teams and managers about how do you build this awareness of what you do well? How do you use it to set goals? How do you use it to then reach those goals? But then also, how do you learn about each other? It's so easy to think that somebody's doing something to bother you, or, oh, we just don't click, or they're getting under my skin, because you don't know where the behavior or the mindset is coming from. But when you know somebody's strengths, when you can see, oh, this is their top five, they ask me a million questions because that's how they process information. That's me. I probably drive people nuts because I ask 100 questions a day, probably more than that. And if somebody doesn't know that that's the way I learn and that's the way that I get engaged in a conversation, they may think that I'm doubting them. They may think that I'm questioning them. But if they recognize that that's a strength of mine and that I'm going to come back and give you better information and a better quality of product, whatever it is that we're working on, because of that time I spent asking questions, suddenly that stops being annoying and that starts being something valued. And so the more that we can teach staff how they can understand each other's strengths and find value in that and partner based on strengths they do and don't have, that creates a more collaborative environment. And when I train mentors on using Clifton Strengths with their students, I tell them that. Learn about how your differences make you stronger. You might have a mentee who's really competitive and you hate competition. That might drive you crazy because they want to beat you at every game. Maybe they're cheating to beat you at every game. Mm-hmm. How do you have a conversation about that and learn from each other and redirect those strengths in a way that's going to help you work together instead of working against each other? One, you're strengthening your own mentoring relationship by doing that. But two, you are modeling to the student how to work with people who show up in the world in different ways than them. And that's setting them up for success in so many areas.
Everything that you just said made me think of our core value of inclusion. Mm-hmm. We serve all students and we are teammates, mm-hmm. which means that all 33 of our staff, we work together despite our differences, despite our unique gifts and talents. How does this serve us and serve our students when it comes to tying in our core values of being strengths-based when it comes to inclusion?
In terms of our staff?
I would say both.
I mean, you know, I think it's really, it's teaching about valuing people for who they are. I mean, if you want to talk about helping people to reach their potential, everybody's potential looks different. And so whether a student's dream is to go into the military or to pursue post-secondary education, go straight into the workforce, I mean, potential looks so different on everybody. I have high connectedness. And so for me, that is seeing the way that things all fit together. You have to have people who have different dreams and skills and talents, because otherwise, if we lived in a world where everybody was a carbon copy, it'd be very boring and very plain. We wouldn't have innovation. We wouldn't have creativity because everybody would think the same. It's uncomfortable when you're encountering people who think differently than you and who have different experiences than you. But if you can approach that with that strengths-based mindset of seeing that there's value in those differences and there's something to be learned from it, and it's sharpening each other because each of us come with different perspectives, it's limitless the benefit that you can get from that, what you learn from it, the way you learn to relate to people. And so really that's what makes us stronger, is that each of us contributes something different. And I mean, look at the world, look at all of the different things that exist because of our differences. And so that's really what we're helping students to realize, is find value in those uncomfortable situations where you're having to learn how to work with somebody who shows up differently than you do.
And as a staff, Ash, you know, as you continue to dive deep into strengths, 87% of our staff are engaged, mm-hmm. which means that they come to work, they show up, they love what they do, they're connected to this mission, to this vision. Overall, 98% of our chapters feel supported by what we do for them. You're unique in terms of your top five strengths. What would you like to share with everyone that makes you uniquely gifted and talented?
My top strength is discipline. And after I took this, do you call it a test? What do you call it?
Assessment.
So when I took this was on my very first day. My very first day on the job, they're like, okay, you're going to take your Gallup strengths. I'm like, oh gosh, like how many questions is this? Like, is this like a true test? Or it's like more just, it was weird to me. It asked a lot of the questions just in a different way.
Mm-hmm. They're not opposites.
No. Yeah.
And you want them to be.
Right. So discipline by far has been one of my favorites to learn more about and dive into, because again, I tick the way I do because discipline is number one. Like, I'm all about processes and procedures. And for my friends and family who I know are listening to this right now, they're like, well, duh, that's no surprise right there. That's her type A organized brain coming out. And discipline. So like I said, all of mine fall in the high, I'm a high executor. So discipline, achiever, responsibility, focus, and consistency. So all of those are like extremely correlated. And so I have the opportunity, I mean, I get to talk, Tori and I get to have one-on-ones. And so I always tell her, I leave our conversations like I'm ready to run through a wall. Like, oh my gosh, this makes sense. Like, just our conversation's so organic and it goes in all different directions, but just the knowledge that you're dropping every time I get to meet with you, I'm like, I just feel so fulfilled after I get to talk to you. And then I'm like, okay, now then how can I use what Tori just taught me to apply it to my marketing team, mm-hmm. with Kaylee, who's our awesome marketing specialist, and how her top strength is Relator. And now that I know that it's Relator, okay, so I need to make sure I start every conversation like, Kaylee, how are you doing today? Like, how was your weekend? Instead of just jumping right into talking about business.
And how easy would it be to assume she doesn't want to get to work or she's wasting time talking about how your weekend was?
Right.
When in reality, you can see now that that's her strength.
Yes.
that's contributing to the dynamic that you're building, and you're stronger because you get to spend that time learning about each other and knowing how to work together.
And she, with her number one strength being a relator, it helps me be a better one communicator, because I know that, and then how to just be a good relationship builder. Mm-hmm. I've always prided myself in being a good relationship builder, but then until like I'm diving in, like Demo, for example, the management team is tasked with listening to two different podcasts. I listened to part one last night. I'm listening to part two tonight. And I texted him last night with a full page of notes. I'm like, I couldn't write stuff down fast enough. So this just feeds like my brain, because I'm like constantly learning and engaging and understanding the why.
Yep.
Why are we strengths-based? But then again, we look at our team as a whole and I'm like, you know, it makes sense. My top five, that's me. Like, and then if I were to ask somebody else, what are your top five strengths? And they list them off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like that, I completely get it now. Mm-hmm. So like I said, Tori is phenomenal. I'm so thankful that we have her. And I learn so much from you every time we have a conversation.
Well, thank you.
and just hearing, just seeing the spark that comes out, just talking about what makes you uniquely gifted and talented. We get to bring that to our high school students, mm-hmm. even our post-secondary students. Tori, do you want to talk about, you know, how we incorporate this with our high school and our post-secondary matches?
Yeah, so we offer our high school and older matches to be able to take the Clifton Strengths Assessment. And so what we do is we allow the mentor to take the assessment, and they go through training where we talk about, what does this mean? How do you talk about this with your mentee? How do you incorporate this into what you're doing together? It's really important for us to know, you know, you're not pulling out the report every week saying, okay, we have to talk about this. It's woven into what you already do. And so, you know, maybe you're still playing the same game of checkers or chess, but you're saying, ooh, how did that strength help you come up with the strategy for this? You know, I spent this week talking to my mentee and I was like, oh, that's your relator strength showing up. Oh, that's your input strength showing up. And she's like, wow, I never really thought about it that way. And so it doesn't change the way you spend time with your mentee. It just adds this whole other layer to the way you talk about what they're good at. And so our hope is that for our third through eighth grade students, our mentors are pointing out these things they do well and the things that they're naturally talented at, so that when they get to high school and they can take the Clifton Strengths Assessment, now they're just adding this language on top of it. And so they have this common vocabulary that they get to use to talk about things they've been talking about for the last, hopefully, 5 years. And so our mentors go through training. We provide them a whole suite of resources, worksheets, conversation starters, different learning, reading that they can do to learn more about strengths. And then we have the mentee take the assessment. And so from there, the student gets to learn about their strengths, the mentor gets to learn about their strengths, and then we also encourage the student to share their strengths with their families. And so that just creates all of these different support pieces for the student to have these people pointing out these things that they do well.
One more time, can you help the listeners understand all students have potential, but they're different? Can you say that line again when it comes to strengths?
They do. Every single one of us are different. We bring something different to the world, but it's valued and it's important, and it creates this really beautiful mosaic of the people that we are.
Teammates, time out with Demo and Ash. Continue. Don't move anywhere. If you're stuck in traffic, stay stuck in traffic. We'll be back in five. Where has the time flown by? You know, I can tell you, we caught a time out. It's teammates time out with Demo and Ash. This has been a fire.
So fulfilling.
Yes, yes. Fulfilling, helping everyone understand, you know, who we are, what we do, for them to get to know our core value around strengths-based and what that means to be a strengths-based organization, the science behind it, Gallup. Shout out to Jane Miller out there, Jim Clifton, John Clifton, my guy who is the CEO of Gallup. Tori, I can't help but to go back almost 3 years ago. I interviewed you when you were a senior at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Yep.
It was February. You hadn't even graduated. But here you are applying for a job. And the one thing that got me excited was on your resume, you listed your top five strengths.
Yep.
And of course, you killed the interview and I hired you before you even graduated. What drew you to Teammates Mentor?
You know, so much of my college experience centered around things that are what teammates believes in. I was a Clifton Strengths coach at the university. I studied leadership. I was a part of a mentoring program where I served as a mentor all through college. And so it really just felt like all the pieces were falling into place. I mean, what I am passionate about is helping people to recognize things in themselves that they may not have seen before. Mm. Helping people recognize their potential. And so when I saw the job opportunity with teammates, it felt like everything I wanted to do falling into place. I mean, I knew I wanted to do work in the field of talent development, helping people to grow, recognize their leadership skills, grow their leadership skills. As a senior in college, I had no idea how I was going to get to that place. I mean, it was something that I felt like was going to take 5 to 10 years before anybody would let me do that kind of work. And so when I found the job at Teammates, I knew this was a chance for me to help people reach their potential. It's helping mentors to do that, helping students to do that. And now 2 years later, 2.5 years later, getting to help our staff to do that. And that I love getting to talk to our staff, our mentors, our students about what do you do well and how are you going to use it? And just helping them reflect on, you know, how do you use this in a way that's really going to shape your life, shape other people around you. With belief in my top five, I'm such a purpose-driven person. And so I want to help other people figure out how do they be intentional about the things that they're working towards. And so Teammates was just the perfect opportunity for me to get to do that.
Yes. And now that you're on the other side.
Yes, I do have a question for each of you.
Oh.
How do you use your top five strengths to help others recognize their potential?
I'm going to let the executor go first.
That's a great question. Oh, gosh, Tori, that is a great question. My discipline really helps, well, and focus helps me narrow in, especially on my team, especially with, so Kaylee, who I mentioned earlier in our show, our awesome marketing specialist who's on my team, the marketing team. And with all top five of my strengths being executor, high executor, it's having, again, this is totally like nerd status, but like those processes, those timelines, and that helps me essentially discipline and focus helps me get to know those people better. Because like you, I ask a lot of questions because that's how I learn. And that's how I follow up to learn more like, okay, you know, what you just said makes sense, but then it strikes another question.
So your curiosity comes from a need for structure.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Mine carries me all over the place. Des Moines, what about you?
You know, and thinking of my futuristic and significance, you know, like strategic thinking domains, but then also the relationship, the individualization, the relator, I build relationships by not just getting to know people, but by getting to know the individuals. Mm-hmm. And I would say that serves my leadership well, because how I lead you is different than how I lead you. Mm-hmm. Really getting to know people, what makes them unique, and then strategically providing the right leadership. And even, you know, as a mentor, you know, taking the time to listen, seeing how can I meet the needs of my student versus me bringing an agenda, because that's not what teammates mentoring is about. It's not about bringing an agenda. It's about listening. And so I would say my top five strength serves me well because it allows me to individualize the way that I get to know the individual.
You can see, people can see when you do that. Your tone changes, your face changes when you're locked in on figuring someone out. You can see it in the way that you hold yourself. It's really cool.
Yeah. It's my psychology. And I hope everyone understands that there is a positive psychology when it comes to teammates mentoring. We're not normal. We have set a new norm when it comes to providing hope, which leads to engagement, well-being in our students, but also in our mentors. We need more mentors. And Ash, what do people do?
You're going to head over to teammates.org. You're going to click that button that says become a mentor or donate or both. Even better. How about that? Thank you so much for Tori. First of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys.
You rocked it. Again, head over to teammates.org for more information. Join the team. Be a mentor.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.